Dieting alone isn't enough. Hey everybody, it's Brian with Applied Fitness, where our mission is to motivate, educate, and empower you to become the best version of yourself. And today I wanted to send a quick podcast episode about dieting is not enough and what really is enough if you want to look better, feel better, and have more energy to do the things that you love. Because I know there's a lot of programs out there, fad diets, starvation diets, intermittent fasting, all that is out there. And those are just pieces of the puzzle. But if you want true change, and most important, if you want lasting change, if you want to get the results and keep the results, sustainable results, results for life, then you want to do more than just diet. You want to move more. Eat less and move more. Go figure, I guess, right? All right, so let's talk about that. So I know that obviously you can lose weight by dieting and just cutting back your calories. Problem and the issue with that is you have to keep doing that. So over time, you're eating fewer and fewer calories and your metabolism stays the same. And if anything, metabolism slows down and you're not getting any of the benefits of the health of the exercise. You know, you're not toning any muscle, you're not strengthening the muscle, you're not strengthening the bones, you're not strengthening the cardiorespiratory system, all things that are super important when we talk about exercise. So if your goal is to obviously lose weight, which most of us it is, the optimal way to do that is through both diet and exercise. Let me tell you exactly why, instead of just it being trite and saying diet and exercise. Let me tell you exactly why, then it might make sense. So the goal is a 500 calorie deficit a day. So if we can hit a 500 calorie deficit a day over 7 days, that's 3,500 calories. That is a pound of fat, a very healthy and sustainable fat loss and weight loss goal. So 500 calories sounds like a lot, but if we break that down and say, okay, we're going to eat a couple hundred less calories, and that is something that you probably wouldn't even realize. That's like a few less bites at each meal. That's leaving a little bit more food on your plate. That's certainly nothing that's going to have you feel hungry, but that's going to be enough to set in motion a caloric deficit there. On top of that, we're going to add the movement. We're going to start exercising. We're going to start moving more. We're going to start moving our body and burning the calories. And the benefit there is twofold. Obviously, we get all the benefits of toning our muscles, spiking the metabolism, gaining more energy, getting rid of the aches and pains, all amazing stuff. But also, we're burning the calories. So if we're losing a couple hundred calories through diet, losing a couple exercise through exercise, together, we're hitting that 500-calorie goal pretty effortlessly. I mean, I think we can all agree that that's pretty easy to do. That's not like that's like hours in the gym, which we don't recommend, and that's not eating rabbit food, which we don't recommend. So it's very sustainable, easable, and life-changing. So I hope that helps. Just remember, dieting alone is not enough. You want all three, the movement, meals, and mindset, because moving more, eating less, and having the right mindset, the right encouragement, surrounding yourself with people who are going to help empower you is life-changing. That's where it's all about. All right. Hope that helps. Be great.